October 2014 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal highlight. Follow the golden rule. Followers of Christ should be examples of civility. We should love all people, be good listeners, and show concern for their sincere beliefs. Though we may disagree, we should not be disagreeable. Our stands and communications on controversial topics should not be contentious. We should be wise in explaining and pursuing our positions and in exercising our influence. In doing so, we ask that others not be offended by our sincere religious beliefs and the free exercise of our religion. We encourage all of us to practice the Savior's golden rule. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Loving Others and Living with Differences, Ensign, November 2014, page 27.
Prophetic Promise, Revelation. Revelation continues in the church, the prophet receiving it for the church, the president for his stake, his mission, or his quorum, the bishop for his ward, the father and mother for their family, the individual for himself. I bear you my witness that is true. God pours out revelation through the Holy Ghost on his children. He speaks to his prophet on the earth, who today is Thomas S. Monson. I witness that he holds and exercises all the keys of the priesthood on earth. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, continuing revelation, Ensign, November 2014, page 73.
Go and do. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles suggested two ways youth can gain a personal witness of the prophet Joseph Smith. First, find scriptures in the Book of Mormon that you feel and know are absolutely true. Then share them with family and friends, acknowledging that Joseph was an instrument in God's hands. Next, read the testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith in The Pearl of Great Price. Consider recording the testimony of Joseph Smith in your own voice, listening to it regularly, and sharing it with friends. From Joseph Smith, Ensign, November 2014, page 30.
Come and see. Why do Latter-day Saints want to share the gospel? Devoted disciples of Jesus Christ always have been and always will be valiant missionaries. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "A missionary is a follower of Christ who testifies of him as the Redeemer and proclaims the truths of his gospel. The Church of Jesus Christ always has been and always will be a missionary church. Sharing with other people things that are most meaningful to us or have helped us is not unusual at all. This same pattern is especially evident in matters of great spiritual importance and consequence. What can we do when people express interest in the gospel and in the church? Elder Bednar said, we can follow the Savior's example by inviting them to come and see. John chapter 1, verse 39. From Come and See, Ensign, November 2014, pages 107 and 109.
Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and leaders give inspired answers to questions church members may have. You can use your November 2014 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. How can we better understand the significance of the sacrament? See Cheryl A. Esplin, The Sacrament, A Renewal for the Soul, page 12. What is the relationship between agency, justice, mercy, repentance, and the Savior's atonement? See D. Todd Christofferson, Free Forever to Act for Themselves, page 16. Why is the home the ideal forum for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? See Tad R. Collister, Parents, The Prime Gospel Teachers of Their Children, page 32. How do parents work together to build an eternal family? See L. Tom Perry, Finding Lasting Peace and Building Eternal Families, page 43. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the article, October 2014 Conference Notebook.